If you recall, I had spent several hours on patrol in the alleys of Twitchell, Texas. But in all that time, I hadn't encountered garbage to compare with this. But it confirmed what I had always suspected about cats. They may not be the smartest animals in the world, but they're sure the dumbest. Well, Petey Pie was so busy saying love poems to himself that he didn't hear me sneaking up behind him. And moments later, I enjoyed one of the greatest honors of my career. While Pete was poised on the edge of the tank, looking at his reflection in the water, I slipped up behind him, slapped him across the backside with a paw, and sent him flying into the stock tank. And as you know, Pete hates water worse than sin. It was a delicious moment for me, watching him crawl out wet and mussed, while at the same time remembering the trouble he had caused me with that fraud about the end of the world. There you go, cat. Just a little reminder that the head of ranch security is back. Take note and beware. I left the cat sputtering and spitting and went on through the corrals, through the front lot, past the saddle shed, on towards the gas tanks. And there in the shade of the big Chinese elms, I saw Drover. He was crouched low to the ground, stalking a cricket. He heard me coming and looked up.
Oh boy, Hank's back!
He started jumping up and down.
Gosh, I'm glad to see you. The nights were awful scary while you were gone.
Pretty bad, huh?
Just awful. The first night you were gone, the coons broke into the feed barn. And the second night, a coyote came right up to the house. And he howled, Hank. And he called me nasty names.
Did, huh? What did you do?
Oh.
Grover looked up at the sky.
I barked at him from the machine shed. I barked at him once or twice. I intended to bark at him once or twice. Maybe I didn't bark at all, but my bad leg was giving me trouble, Hank, and...
I got the picture, son. In other words, while I was gone, things went to pot, rot, rack, and ruin.
Well, they sure went to pot and rack, and maybe to rot and ruin, too. I guess you're right, Hank.
Just as I suspected. Well, Drover, there's an important lesson about life to be learned from all this. His eyes widened and he waited for the lesson. It was on the tip of my tongue just a second ago. I paced back and forth, probing my memory. And it was very, very important. I probed deeper. But at the moment, I can't remember what it was.
Gosh, that's too bad.
But we can take comfort in knowing that there are important lessons to be learned. And in the meantime, let's get some sleep. Because, Drover, tonight will be another night. The evil forces will rise again from the ground, and we will be there to oppose them.